You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U.
Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man.
Guys in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Oh. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes!
Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mugga. I'm joined this week by two familiar voices, faces, whatever you want to refer to them as. Disu, how's it going, bro?
Yeah, not too bad. How's it going, brother?
I'm good, bro. Just touched down, yeah?
How's it? It's like this guy.
Just touched down in London town. You're always fucking out and about, fam. Man's what? Mad at me because he's out and about. Stop being out and about. Just touched down in London town.
Isn't that eligible for Seb as well?
Yeah, I was gonna do the same thing, but you ruined it. But
equal opportunities out here, yeah.
Yeah, you're saying, Sam.
Yeah, man, I'm there, man. I'm there.
Welcome, bro. Welcome. Listen, United, isn't it? This club is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, it's a comedy show. And still at the top of the list is this coming and going with Barcelona Club de Foot. You're the numbers guy, aren't you? Yeah. You've been throwing hella numbers in the chats. Weekly wages.
Really? It's just for sale.
Weekly wages per rata, per annum, pre-tax, post-tax. If you're being paid as a company, Frankie de Jong is gonna happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems that way. I think it says that gonna be like 85 million euros all in. Like, I think that's 65 up front or something like that, 60 to 65 up front, and the rest in incentives. So a initial fee of like 60 million euros.
God, all right.
It's a bit steep.
Is it sticky though? 16?
No. You know what? Yeah. See, the thing is, okay, I look at transfers so differently from most people, innit? And I believe
how break it down for us.
Because I think I'm sensible and everybody's crazy. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You can't look at transfers like, oi, hey, man, he's good at football, you know. Here's his feet. It doesn't work like that because the same, like Kevin De Bruyne, cool. Kevin De Bruyne with 5 years left in his deal.
Yeah.
And Kevin De Bruyne with 5 days left in his deal, they're going to be two completely different transfer fees.
Agreed.
So that's why you can't always look at transfer, no matter how, even the player is still good or great. So with De Jong, he's 25, that's a good age.
Yeah.
4 years left in his contract, that's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And he's a good player, in my opinion, right? And I think we all think he's a good player, talented player, and I still think he can improve, right? But the issue is the context around it. If the club actively wants you to cut, it's not like you're integral to the team right now. Like, they've got their midfield of Gavi, Pedri, and Busquets.
Mm.
And they want you to cut. And they need the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on 350 bags a week.
What these kids have to understand now that...
He's talking on the transfers, boy. What these kids
The thing is, I think Dion's good, but I don't think in these circumstances, I think United are paying severely over the odds. I think 85 million all in for centre midfielder is premium money. 300, he's gonna be like one of the highest paid players in the Premier League, unless he's getting a wage cut, which I don't think he is, because apparently he's been kicking the scream. He doesn't want to leave. The spirit of Cruyff. Cruyff's been dead for as long as flipping. As long as Martin Luther King's been dead, bro. That guy's been dead for time, fam. So get a grip, bro. Who was that last great Dutch player to play for flipping for Barcelona? Is it what? Van Bronckhorst? Bro.
I don't even know, fam. Cruyff. It was Johan Cruyff, fam.
Bro. He's tragic. So in those parameters, I think it's a bad deal. Doesn't mean that he can't come to United and play well. I've seen people talk about, if he plays in a single pivot, he can play there. Let's not. I think he could do very well at United, but I just think that we're getting, especially when I'm hearing we've got £120 million plus sales. Well, why can't I get a half of that on Franklin?
Yeah.
Arnold said we've got 200 mil when they caught him in the pub, lacking. Yeah, he said, listen, we've got 200, guys.
But that 120 shit, we got 200 now. It's nothing to do with the fact you lot got me cornered in a fucking Witherspoon. Yeah. we've got 200 in it. Like, let's leave it. I go home to my family, you go home to yours.
Real talk.
Okay.
So that's 80 million for here. That'll bounce us still off his last part.
They would have drinks in that pavement, boy. You're suplexing for the bar table, brother.
Cool. So we've got between 120 to 200, not including player sales. Frankie de Jong looks like it's going to be happening. Barca want it to happen. Eric Ten Hag, this seems like his linchpin. And like I said on last week's pod and on the main pod yesterday, that just to set things off on the right note, get him the player he wants. Less than that, it makes it seem like we're not serious. Yeah, we're paying over the odds. Get the manager the player he wants. Get him the players that he wants. And then you can hold him to a standard. We've gotten you what we want. We've played a bit over the odds. But he said to us, if you get me what I want, we're going to do our thing. Mm-hmm. So let's not make the club the blocker to him and his team being successful.
That's...
All right, we'll play over the odds for the players that you want. Let's see what happens, innit?
Okay, we spent 100 million on Anthony, bro.
Anthony, blood. What kind of dead name is that as well, bro?
You don't even look. Yeah, he ain't doing that, man. But
he's just as good as Ludo.
All left footed, man.
But yeah, like definitely, he's got to live and die by that decision and all the decisions that he makes because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want any excuses, man. I don't want any excuses. But the reason why I'm so pro him getting like players like De Jong and whoever his guys are is because when you look at like playing or whatever, he's got like people that already know his style on the pitch already. So I've got coaches on the pitch. Like, so you already know the style and you can really pattern things. So then in that turn, I'm like, all right, cool. I want the style of play to be patterned quicker. You've got your boys on the pitch, right, in key areas, and gonna know your style. So I don't want to hear, oh, yes, time. Oh, I need Yeah, if you're saying you need that to go and win the title, fair enough. But a year's time, I don't want to be outside the top four saying I didn't do this or I need this or whatever.
Agreed.
Your coaches that are ready, that are football players that are on the pitch, you're gonna have time to coach. Really and truly, we look at Chelsea, Spurs, and Arsenal. I feel like our players probably, like, Chelsea's out of this. So, like, between, like, Arsenal, Spurs and United, our players are in and around a similar level. I think, like, some of Spurs' buyers now are probably taking them over the top. Arsenal, they're still on a similar level. But coaching's going to be the difference, right? And I think, you know, like anything, if he gets three or four guys and we look at our first-team squad, we will have maybe, like, a similar level first-team squad as Spurs and Arsenal, but our bench will probably be better. Right, who are them man bringing off the bench? Right, like, them man are not really bringing on anyone off the bench. Their first 11 is going to be patterned, but they're not bringing off everyone on off the bench. And so, in that turn, I'm like, all right, cool. We need to be pipping them man to fourth. Like, simple. Well,
if Ten Hag is doing his job,
if he's doing
if the squads plus Frankie and everything we've seen, that's where the squads end. You think we should be finishing above Spurs and? You think we should be finishing above Spurs and Arsenal?
Not just Frankie, all of the players that he wants, right?
Okay.
Yeah, not just Frankie. Frankie's not enough, right? All of the players that he wants. If he gets all the players he wants, that's no excuse. Because before he comes in, he said, "I'm not finishing out of the top four again." That's what he said. So I'm listening to you.
That's what you said, but I'll tell you what, bro. Welcome to the PMP Prem.
Welcome to the PMP
Prem.
Hey, listen, you said what you said, didn't
it? He's going to get punched in the mouth by Frank Lampard.
Well, you said, hey, when Crystal Palace, come on our block. Hey, when Crystal Palace come on our block, start running riot, bro, with all of them. With all of these men from recess. They start right on the table. And it's
not moving to us, yeah. And then,
bro, man, dancing to Sugba, the
fucking... Hey, bro, I don't want to hear got about four black dudes will give us bare leg work, you know? Bare leg work.
Hey, bare fucking burner boys in that squad, fam. Cool, so Frankie, that's sorted. That's going to... Apparently, they want that done by the end of this week.
When does
that
start?
It starts today.
They didn't even give Ben 10 one brother.
No, but the transfer window doesn't start until the first anyway. So even if we'd made the signings, the player would have obviously come across, but sorted out their, like, accommodation and all that, and they would have been ready to go. It's all a bit tight. It is a bit tight, man.
Do you think Frankie's even got the right move yet?
Nah, fam.
I think he's hoping it falls down, bro.
He might It might be a young Airbnb is like, you know what, man? I don't know if this guy is true. Let me get an Airbnb. Let me stay for...
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
You're trying to chat to Xavi. Oi, Xavi, I swear I could be you, fam. I could be you, fam. Just coach me, bro.
Just coach me, just train me, please. Just train me.
That guy in the car.
I might hit up, what's his name, Van de Beek? Hey, you got spare room, cuz? Yeah, for me and my kids, fam. Just don't worry.
You rich, right? You should have a couple guest rooms in that bitch. So Frankie comes in. Do you think he's gonna be playing as an 8 or a 6?
100%.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say 100%.
Double credit with Chronicles. Double credit
because I one thing I've learned, is that these motherfuckers will surprise you, fam. Yeah, I will come to the Barclays and start moving out of character. Yeah. Like, we had LVG play for Lady Nine and Van Persie really double pivot. So nothing's off the cards.
Oi, Van Persie got cooking, though. Van Persie, I need people to understand. Van Persie got cooking there, though. He got cooking in the engine room. I need people to remember that.
I don't
part of the whole thing.
I don't want to be a trainer coach here because man's just recovering. But what he's done,
what's your mouth, bro?
He can be prosecuted for that. Like, what he done, Rooney and Van Persie in your engine room trying to get things cooking and put for lady on top. Hey, That's peak FIFA, you know.
Absolutely. And he had Falcao and Di Maria on the bench for Lady, Mata and Ashley Young front three with
Rooney. You know how scattered the Prem must have you to be doing that. This is a man who came up on Total Football. I'm sticking Fellaini up front. Let's get one of the best strikers in the world, one of England's greatest ever players, stick him in midfield. Do a job for me, boys. Do a job for me, lad. You don't know how this league is going to react. And people keep saying that they don't think or they hope he's not going to go with Frankie as a six because of the comments he made about Guardiola's first season, where he was like, yeah, the PMP banged him in his face, innit? He banged them. The PMP banged him in the face.
Hey. Tenny Hano talks quite a lot, you know. Hey, you better...
He's a talker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tenny, you know.
That's my boy, man. Thick talk.
Hey, listen, talking. Firstly, he needs to stop talking because, boy, if he's not talking, and secondly, he needs to prove to us that the great suits are different.
Yeah, I need to see different drip though, man. You can't be doing master must for 5 days in a row. I need to see a young Armani, Amiri suit or Armani suit.
That's Amiri suit.
Amiri suit. Fuck, you know. Them man are fucking diverse as fuck.
I'm not gonna lie, you're not switching it up, man. I'm getting worried, bro.
It's very nasty. Like, do you know what? I think he would have been very passive aggressive today because Steve McLaren came in and he's got the Manchester United shirt on, like, Adidas stripe. He's coming in a little New Balance-y sort of thing. Yeah. Like, nah, fam, you man are not getting me my signings. I ain't repping.
Yeah.
I said on the pod yesterday, if I'm him and we fuck around, I'll quit. What have I got to lose?
That's why United didn't get Conte. They tried to make it seem like it would be Conte's fault, which in turn it would be. But right now, Conte will be going insane.
He would have
called a presser on his own. Got cameras.
How many dinner ladies you think Conte banged to the face by now?
After he said that, oh, you know, we're working so hard and it looks like it's not working. Maybe we have to go. Like a week later, it's like, to get the people going, like, no, bro, like, you're too volatile to get the people going. We were legit scared. You come out of that interview, you got about 10 calls from Daniel Levy. I swear, fam, I'm gonna buy you Messi next year, yeah. So that's Frankie De Jong, and that's all sorted, from the looks of things. Malaysia, who I've been a fan of off the back of watching him in one game against Roma. is heavily linked to Lyon for 15 million. And that was actually heartbreaking for me. But what I've actually seen in some news recently to suggest that we're still in the mixer. We can't go into next season with Telles and Shaw, lads.
You can't at all.
We can't go into next season with Telles and Shaw. So it'll be interesting to see if that deal gets sorted before we can get involved. And this is what kills me. Why, Disu, are we still a club that can only work on one transfer at a time?
That has been rattling in my head because I was led to believe that was a Woodward thing. Woodward was not even here. Woodward doing the same thing. So some of the slander Woodward got for the transfer things needs to be
unjustified. Yeah.
And didn't even Richard Arnold like send us shots to say like basically like, oh, I'm trying to get involved in the football thing like Woodward. And lo and behold, under his stewardship, the same stuff. Like, I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm not going to pretend I have deep links to Premier League clubs. I know, Seb, you're a lot more connected in the world than I am, but
yeah.
I'm sure this is not normal where people work on one deal at a time. It doesn't make any rational sense.
But we've seen that it's not, because when we see the business that our peers are doing, stuff is getting done quick, sharp. Like, because I was saying, if this is your job, is strictly the business of getting transfers done, what are you doing Monday? What have you been doing for the last 2 months? You're just coming in Monday to Friday, coming in, log on to your computer, what? Just chilling all day.
I'm going to send this email on Monday. And if you reply on Monday, I reply on Thursday.
What they probably think is like, you know what? Let me keep them waiting. Let me reply back in a week. So man's like, oh, trying to play hard to get. He's sending in 60. He's like, all right, you know what, Frankie, 40 million. They're replying back saying 80. He's like, oh, you know what, let me reply in 2 weeks. He's saying, 40 million. They're replying back saying 80. He's like, oh, you know what, let me reply. Bro, he's taking a piss, man.
Yeah, I think they said that it's Matt Judge, isn't it? They've said that they've gone to the trouble of not trying to show we're not the same Manchester United of old.
Same bars.
Yeah, you're not gonna get rid of that reputation in. That's a hell of a stink. You're not gonna get rid of that reputation in one summer. So either you're coming in this year and you're just paying over the odds, but you're getting the players you want nice and early so they can join and you can set yourself up for success, or you're operating in a different market. Barca are not budging, bro. Yeah, I hear you, Dissu. They ain't budging though, fam. They ain't budging. City would have got him for £20.
If they're budging, keep it moving. You don't actually have to buy everybody.
This is my thing though. I agree with you. 90. But if this is a manager, this is my linchpin. To me, he's a one of one. There's not a go and get another one.
You're right. If he's like the key cog to the plan, you're gonna have to rise it. I can still say it's bad business, but the way you guys are
agreed
today, I'm gonna back off a bit.
I'm allowing him.
It's also like forget like his fees. Like what's his fee to Ten Hag? Like what does that mean to Ten Hag? Forget the whole transfer fee. Is like what does that one player mean to this manager?
Yeah,
like, what one player means that much to this manager, fuck it, let's just do that. And then, of course, the manager will know the ramifications of, okay, if this is how we're divvying this transfer budget, you know, maybe this is why they're trying to do the upfront thing and then the add-ons thing or whatever. So if this is how we're divvying this transfer budget, let's say it be 120. This is a third of your transfer budget, my bro. Are you ready for this? Are you okay?
Facts.
Well, the other thing is that, what you mentioned about the Mercy guy and even another brother, is it Lissandro Martinez or something from
Ajax? Yeah, he's linked to a few teams still.
He's heavily linked with Arsenal. Apparently, we want him as well, but
yeah,
we're like, oh, he's a pattern, it's Frankie. Bro, why are we acting like the money in the bank is going to suddenly change after the deal?
It's crazy.
See how much.
Exactly.
And the thing is, like, especially with players who are highly coveted, it's not like you have all the time in the world. Like, we've seen it before where Man United have lacked and then teams have snatched. Like Bernardo Silva is one of our biggest L's. People don't remember that it seemed like we were nailed on to get Bernardo.
Wasn't it pep talk? Didn't he get a pep talk?
I don't know. All I know is that George Mendes patting. I woke up one day, he signed for City. I said, huh? Pep came in.
I think that was a pep thing. Do you want to play for them?
Nico Fili Gundo. That's it. It was gone.
Nico Fili Gundo.
We're stalling.
Pedro. It's crazy, man.
You can't keep... Oh, it's just annoying, fam.
Yes, it's horrible. And it's seeing everybody around you get into action and just the players they're... And they're not being linked with 82 players. It's a small list of the same names. Like, we were saying on last week's pod, Elijah was saying, he's sure we're the ones that are doing the Rafinha thing. We're the ones leaking the Rafinha news. But now the Touchy Gooders are claiming it. They're saying that apparently Barcelona are going to grab him for like 35. And then Arsenal came in, hey, we'll pay 50. Not even we'll pay 37, we'll pay 50, fam. Like, my guy.
The fact that Arsenal are looking kind of patterned is really making me more irritated. Because
3 year cycle, bro. This is their third year under Arteta?
Because I really hate everybody involved in Touchy Gooners. Like,
yeah,
one single person there I have any sort
not
of,
one redeemable character at all.
One, I hate them all. Cougs, Jermadan, Ansel, Lewis especially, Dr. Leroy especially, Shell.
All of them.
They're all despicable characters. Yeah. Leo, I've seen him happy, does make me sad. But it's also just like a further like checkpoint to compare yourself. So like, I remember that the first few weeks, like a month or a half ago, people were like, oh, this Frankie Dion thing is taking too long. I was like, bro, relax. It's just started, yeah. But when you look, when is that 5-6 weeks removed and we're still trying to pattern up Frankie, when Spurs have already patterned up Perisic and Bissouma, and they're looking to go grab a good defender and maybe another person. Also have signed that Marquinhos kids, they signed Fabio Vieira, they signed Gabriel Jesus, and they're trying to sign Rafinha. City have already got Haaland and Alvarez. Like, people are moving and shaking, bro.
Yeah. Moving and shaking, for real.
And remember, this whole period is truncated. People don't think that this... Bro, you say what? Preseason starts this week?
Yep. Season starts on the 5th of August.
The Premier League starts in, like, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So, yeah. People forget these aren't just cattle. These are human beings. You're going to have to get players. We're likely to get players from abroad. You're going to have to move countries, get settled in. learn might have to learn the language, learn the new teammates, acclimatize to actually their families actually being in a new city and also go and play football. Like, and what?
Look, man.
We come from Ten Hag how many months ago?
Yes.
And no poor fans, Ten Hag told them, man, here are the man I'm looking at.
He said he wants one of them in before preseason. We haven't got one.
That's what, and this is the thing where, as much as we could criticize the managers, and we've all have, this is where like the club come into things, and they just and like they don't set up the, our managers with the opportunity to win, right? Mm. Because when you look at the support Pep gets and Klopp and Tuchel, like shit's pattern, bro. Do you get it? Like stuff is pattern. So they can just focus on coaching. Whereas Ten Hag is probably having to call the man, yo,
What's happening?
Do you get it? It's ridiculous.
That's what Ralph, for all his faults, and he fucking coached a 3-0 for Austria. That's what Ralph was banging on about. He was like, people have clear roles. You clearly identify the players you want, and you go out and you execute. Like he says, I don't think you lot are a million miles off, but we still clearly haven't learned certain lessons. Cool. Let's talk about today. So everybody's come in, started the preseason. You're seeing guys like Donny van der Beek, David De Gea, Lindelof, fucking Brandon Williams, Martial, Garnacho. We're screwed, boys.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Man, I'm not trying to rise it on Martial again.
Yeah, I'm seeing buy at the dip. I'm like, bro, what?
Bro, what fucking I'm like, dip,
the stock has been kicked out the fucking stock exchange, bro. There's
Step, no stepped on. That Martial stock is stepped on, fam.
It's your stock.
Martial stock is now crypto. Is that crypto?
The whole thing is in administration. There's no company left.
It's a fucking NFT. Martial's an NFT, fam.
It's so funny, Sam, because I saw somebody talk about Martial. I was like, come on, guys. Like, come on, guys. Like, obviously, I'll be the happiest if he surprises us and stays and gets game time and provides value and is productive. But I like to look at evidence, and the recent evidence is not looking good. He's injury prone. He's lost a step, and he's never been the most hungry player. So now his athleticism is waning. Like before, he could literally get by because he's more athletic than everybody else, and he's more technically gifted than most people. The majority of people he plays with, and now that the hunger is even worse than before. The athleticism is worse than before. He's not on the pitch as much. Nah, I'm not too sure, but I think one thing I'm interested to see is Donny van der Beek. I'd like to see how he, because that could effectively be a midfield spot already taken by van der Beek. Because obviously, my man's Ten Hag has played with him before. He knows him, knows his qualities. So yeah, I'll be interested to see if van der Beek can have a new lease of life, like play well in preseason. Interested to see what roles he plays. And yeah, that's what I'm interested to see. And the revival of Sancho and Rashford. Like, if Sancho and Rashford play to their capabilities, that a whole outlook changes instantly.
Does it?
Yes. Because we're looking at our team thinking, we're looking very... But it's because we've just seen a year of terrible Rashford and a terrible Sancho. A quality Rashford and a quality Sancho, that's a dangerous attack.
What does that look like? What does that look like, and what are your expectations for both this season?
Okay, so a quality Rashford...
On holiday, fam.
A quality Rashford is beating players, creating chances for teammates, producing in big games, 25 goals, all comps, right?
How many pens?
Chill on
Marco. Bruno.
Chill on Rashing, man.
You know what? Seth ain't really coming with the vim no more, you know? He ain't really coming with it.
You know what? Do you know why I ain't coming with the vim? Real talk. Why? Because when the guy comes back, I'm gonna be odd. It's gonna be disgusting. So I'm just chilling now. I'm taking it all in. Write it down. I'm like, all right, when my boy comes back,
he's making a list, he's checking it twice, bro.
Hey, listen,
man. I think Rashford, like 20 goals, all comps, and just good performances, being a dangerous attacker. That will be that's what I like. And for Sancho, getting his goals and assists up, definitely.
Yeah, what is he, man?
And just, what is just that in the final third, just being devastating in the final third. And I'm assuming I ain't done the most research of Ten Hag. Yes. I like to see it to believe it, innit? But I'm assuming I'm gonna play a lot of like you touch, I touch the ball, a lot of movement, And I think Sancho's
he's a big proponent of that, and the importance.
Yeah, I think Sancho's going to benefit. Yeah, I think Sancho's going to benefit from that. And I'm not sure I should even say
so stats. Wise, stats wise, what you what's a good season for him?
A double double.
Yeah.
10-10, yeah?
No, no, more than that.
15-15.
Yeah, 15-15-15.
I want 15-10 or 10-10. That's good enough for me, man.
25 G plus A.
G plus 25 A.
25 G plus A, yeah, nasty business.
Giorgio Armani.
Okay, so if they rise it, we're in a much more threatening position. How much faith do you have in Rashford to start with? Obviously, no more trim now.
I have my faith in Rashford, I'll say, rising it is 8.5 out of 10.
Wow.
And my faith in Sancho rising it is 7.5 out of 10. I have some faith in Rashford. First of all, Rashford has played better for the majority of his career than played rubbish.
Mm.
Also, we last season we see some hell from virtually everybody, not just Rashford. And yeah. I think
last season is worst season, yeah?
Hmm? No, I think that's definitely his worst season. And I don't like we're acting like we ain't seen players have terrible seasons. Like we've seen players have terrible seasons.
We have, for sure.
It can happen to people, innit? But I feel like with Rashford, it's just this. I think because people went so left in his second season, it's like confirmation bias. They don't want to admit that they've been wrong on Rashford. So when Rashford does something semi-dead, the stick Rashford...
The hounds, man.
Yeah, the stick Rashford will get compared to another player will be exponentially greater. Do you get it?
It's actually nasty as well because you must think... And you think with his background, you know, black British lad, he's putting on for the community. He's fucking one in a million in terms of what he's achieved so far in his life. That people would like him more. But it seems that if his name was Rashfordinho or Rashidi or something like that, he'd have more fans. And it's something that we do a lot in this country, that we don't give our lads that same love. Giving it to fucking Asensio. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. It's very spooky.
It is proper. It's proper spooky, bro, man.
They were saying Asensio was better than Rashford, you know?
Like, bro, they were saying Asensio was not far from Mbappe.
That was finishing me because he was banging it from 70 yards.
Yeah.
Scored a few bangers from 70 yards and my one was like, yeah, he's getting better.
Yeah, that's this is him. It's him. It was proper scary. So I'm really hoping for at least one of them two. Because we need more in attack.
Also, I'm hearing...
Listen.
Let's move off that because I'm currently working on some stuff, so...
Okay. You're going to look after us on the back end, yeah? In midfield, I'm seeing Donny van der Beek all grinning up like, oh yeah, Erik ten Hag is here, so hey, I'm all buzzing. Right.
He's buzzing.
Is he gonna play regularly? Do you guys think?
Yeah, redemption, of course, man. That's his
point.
He's gonna have to play. Like, and the thing is as well, what I'm super interested in is the United pursuing Eriksen so heavily because that means
horrible.
That means Eriksen, Van der Beek, and Bruno are all in that same position. That means, obviously, which is a bit of hope, but Van der Beek's his boy. Bruno can't put up stinkers and just get away with it. You're going to have two other
men. You think Eriksen's going to bench Bruno?
No, but he's going to have two other men. So even if it's Van der Beek, bench Bruno, he's going to have two other men that can play in that same position. Right.
And that's so Frankie six and then... Eriksen, Van der Beek, and Bruno fighting for 2-8 roles. Don't forget Fred, bruh.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Hey, that's a scary midfield, you know.
That's a proper scary.
I could see Fred and Frankie playing in that pivot.
Fucking hell. Them men are getting stepped on.
Yeah, stepped on still.
They're getting worn like some Yeezys, man. Are you nuts?
Frankie and Freddy's, jeez.
Frankie and Freddy.
or McTom, you know. He might put him in there for still.
If McTom gets regular minutes, Ten Hag's a fraud.
He's defeated you all, man. He's defeated
him. He's a fucking... If McTom gets regular minutes...
That means we've got 20 minutes on the Jose, Oli, fucking Ralph, and Ten Hag. That means he's defeated everybody, bro.
If he gets regular minutes, Ten Hag out.
Honestly, honestly, I'm on that, man.
Hey, have you not mentioned the Ronaldo gist?
What, the Chelsea thing?
Bro, I heard George Mendes is jet setting across the world trying to get Ronaldo the fuck out of here.
So where though?
He tried to Bayern. Bayern said, "Nah, you're too old, brother."
I think it's
now he's just been with Chelsea.
Ain't he on half a mil a week?
And no. The thing is, he has
a contract. I'm doing 10 in a week.
He has a contract with Man United. It's not that he's not a free agent. He currently has a contract with Man United. So I think it's just like pressure to for us to do something in the market rather than him actually wanting to.
Hey, Ronaldo's not a mover. He's fucking almost 40. That ain't gonna work, fam. You'll stay here for one more fucking year, fam, and you'll take what you fucking get about Ronaldo trying to put pressure on. Man's gonna be 40. Is he nuts? Oh, Ronaldo's jet cut then. Nah, is he mad about jet setting? nobody can even play them wages. How dare he? Ain't nobody paying them wages for a 37-year-old man.
Who's the name of the Chelsea owner? What's
his name? Bromley or something like that.
Now we're out here talking about in baseball. We offer a trade, so for Lukaku, bro, you didn't trade Lukaku, except on loan, dummy.
Yeah, man. Man said, I want 3 first round picks for Lukaku.
Yeah. You sacked all of them, man. You sacked Czech. You sacked. This is me. This is me. Fucking Pulisic front and center now.
The American Messi, man.
Welcome to the Pulisic era. Guys, how confident are you that we're going to sign 4 players?
I'm confident.
I'm not.
Okay. So, I saw Ethan Laird come in as well. That's nice.
I need him to play.
It's a big step up.
It's a big step up, but man, fuck it, man. I just need him to play.
He didn't get to play much at Bournemouth, unfortunately. Injuries.
Yeah, the second half, man. Injuries and, it's one of the teams obviously flying as well. You get injured, you lose your place. The first half of the season was flying. So, bringing him to Bournemouth, I kind of fucked up his momentum. But I'd say that was kind of like a good loan. Obviously, the back end of it was shit. But for me, I think that's a good... Well, the whole period was a good loan. You've got Garner.
You know how it goes, yeah? He's proven himself at championship level. Yeah. So the next thing is the next thing, isn't it? So now you get a crack at the Prem. And I guess with the Bournemouth thing, my thought process was that maybe they wanted to bed him in, looking like Bournemouth will get promoted. And then that would be where he would have gone and played in the Prem. Mm. So, Garner may end up staying, but there's a spot for him at Nottingham Forest. Mm. And he's starting week in, week out. He'll get 30 starts in the Premier League. It just depends on if we want to keep him around. So we'll see in regards to that. So hopefully Laird is in the mixer. We're trying to get rid of Wan-Bissaka, and hopefully somebody... Then Burner Boy FC should grab him.
Burner Boy FC, is what kill me.
They need to grab him. All them
that's the last FC, you know?
Last FC.
Earlier, we'll see in it because, like everything, United are going to try and recoup as much money as possible. It was a heavy price, and it depends what clubs want to pay in it. Like, some clubs are going to want a loan, some clubs, probably don't want to pay $1 million. So,
it's a lot, and I think this is where we start having that conversation. And we've seen Liverpool take a hard line, and they look like they're going to have to buckle. But in terms of where you set the highest earner in your dressing room, because that brings a new max. Ronaldo's Ronaldo. And I don't think anybody in there is going to point and say, look what Ronaldo's making. I want to be making what he's making. But whoever's the next person underneath, which is David De Gea, 325 a week, fucking meaty keeper. Mm. If I'm anyone paying half decent, I'm saying, bruh, you got to pat me up ASAP.
To be fair, yeah, I think that ends next season because Ronaldo...
He's got another year. And De Gea's
has one year left.
You think he gets a new Conny? Because he's talking that new contract talk, boy.
Do you know what it is? Now, United are playing a smart game from what I look at it. Yeah. Is they're trying to keep him sweet, right? Mm. Because they know we can't afford a keeper this season. So we're saying, you're the guy. You're 100% David De Gea's our man. Whatever. I don't know if he gets a new contract.
He's not even playing for Spain no more, bro.
I don't think he gets a new contract, but then also they'll look at how he's performed over this season, and then also to look at if there's any keepers available. But it's fucking difficult, man. The keepers, like the gap between the very top keepers and then the keepers that are kind of coming up, but they're great at using their feet is massive. You know, like there's a lot of like keepers in the league currently now that are like good at playing football, but their shot stopping is shit, right? So it's about trying to find that actual gem, similar to how what Chelsea done with Mendy. It's about trying to find that gem somewhere that nobody's looking at.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pay like 50 million for a goalkeeper, bro.
Yeah, United are going to be heavy on looking for a goalkeeper. For sure.
Yeah, because we can't be giving man 375 bags a week, man. That's a terrible.
But then again, he might get like a wage decrease and be a number two, right? Like that's also potential to happen.
I was just thinking this week. You know, as Pogba said, they only offered him 10k more. They offered him less than what De Gea was on.
See the whole fallout to that bit. Yeah, it was really slimy. It was really really slimy, but it is what it is. Because when you watch the thing, because it was like Mino goes to him, goes, yo, they really want to keep you. They really want you to keep you. But the offer they're giving you, in my opinion, doesn't show that, innit? And when you watch the thing, he shows that Pogba trusts Mino with his life. And you can see that Mino is not, he's not a dumb agent. He will ask you, he's like, what's good for your family? What's good for your career? So he's like, so Mino's like, basically, this agent, the offer is dead. And then Pogba's like, they're bluffing, like, if you can't say you want me and give me a nothing offer. It's a figure of speech, and it's true because if the offer is 300k, if we're led to believe that's 300k, obviously we don't know the offer in it. If it's 300k, that is less money than Sancho, that's less money than DDG. You can't say yo, we're gonna, you're integral part of our project where you're getting less than a washed goalkeeper and your young G.
Yeah,
do you know what I think United did. United are victim of buying into the media. So I think the people above, and that, where it be Woodward, where it be, you know, at that time it was Woodward, which is super interesting if that would happen now. So whether it's Woodward, listen to pundits, listen to, you know, maybe it's fans that are disgruntled with Pogba or whatever.
100%.
And in their head, they probably thought at that time, we don't really like need him. People don't really rate him. And then also like
that's probably the latter.
100% is it, Seb.
Yeah. Because if you're looking at the quality of players that we have left,
yeah,
he's even this version of Pogba, whatever you want to call him, he's light years ahead of them.
Yeah, he's up there.
And it's not consistent with the message United have sent, because Pogba's been trying to get out of here since 2018. It's not a new thing. And they've routinely put a price tag that was super high, because that shows that they valued and rated him, right? Mm. So you can't do that. And then when he actually is like, fuck it, I might stay. Do you know what? My family here settled. He has to come on a team. I think the family thing really kind of changed the whole perspective.
Yeah.
The offering 300 bags. Frankie the Young's going to come in and probably gonna get close to four bills. So
nuts, man. Nuts.
And that's the reason. And I don't think he's just specific to Pogba. I think the way this club goes about business is just erratic.
It's right? Very shit, man.
Like Rashford, under no circumstances, should be anywhere near this close to the end of his contract.
It's 2 years left, yeah?
No. Last season's done.
It's next season.
Next season
is
done.
Fuck, he's getting 350.
Yeah, I think he's might
have 350 now.
There was talks about 3 weeks ago that he signed 300k recently, but I don't know.
On 300 fucking k.
But the thing is,
fuck it. What do you want me to say? I ain't gonna be mad at him.
How much is it gonna cost you to go and replace Rashford?
But the thing is, man like Rashford. On 300, on 300 whack, is excessive, but I can understand it. He's actually produced for Man United. He's a Man United player. Like he's a key figure for Man United, so I can hear it. Yeah, like but we're inconsistent. Man like Maguire's on 200 whack. Do you get it? Like we're gonna renew Shaw before we renew Rashford. That's insane. We were trying to renew Tomane in no time.
Some guys are coming in. First contract is like 150.
And then where are you going to go from there?
200, 250 minimum.
That's what I'm saying. Bruno came 2020, right?
Yeah.
Two and a half years ago now?
Yeah.
No, two and a half years ago.
Yeah,
he's already got a new deal.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Come on. And do you know what's so annoying is that they rushed.
Yeah, two and a half years ago, he came in January 2020.
They rushed that door before Ten Hag come in. So before Ten Hag come in, they're like, "Yeah, let's quickly do this."
Bruno, but that's it though. 2.5 years. I think his first contract was what, 4 or 5 years.
That's how you know this club is insane. How are you renewing quickly before the manager comes in? Do you know how insane that is? Right, that shows you.
Facts, sir. That's what I'm saying. With the Pogba contracts and what we talk about, David De Gea and everything. Even another example, Dean Henderson. We gave him 120k a week. Yeah. We actually wanted, Ollie wanted him to play. I was reading The Athletic that De Gea just kept on moaning. So Ollie just kept on coming in and kept on playing him. When Ollie was committed to transitioning away from DDG to Dean Henderson. Now we have spent, for the last, 2 years, we've been spending $500,000 a week on goalkeepers.
Also, that's actually a good point. Maybe the reason why United have loaned him is because...
He's majors.
Yeah, no, his wages, but also like if next year when he comes back,
okay, DDG.
So potentially there could be, you know, if he does well, there could be something there. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because I heard it's just like, I don't think it's like a
there's no obligation.
It's not obligation. There's the option of 20 million, but obviously United could just, you know, say no, really. But yeah, so I think that might work out. But again, like Henderson, I'm unsure. Like I think he does some things well, but he's still a young goalkeeper. And I think that's what some fans have done is we've been a bit unfair. Like we saw one game where he was to the edge of the side of the goal and he got packed in, but that was just one game. That was just one game, right? He's like, he wasn't
That was nasty though, King.
It was nasty, but it was one game. Look what De Gea has done.
Nasty from De Gea, bro.
Look what De Gea
We have.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we didn't give him a chance really after that game. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that he's gonna go out alone, he's gonna play consistently, and let's see what he can do, man, because the keeper situation is very, very dire. Like
it would be nice if he could be, if he could just come in English lad through the academy and just take that role and run with it, man. That would save us a lot of issues going forward. And he's okay with his feet, with obviously room and scope for improvement. So we'll watch that one. We had a Fugazi report that Barca were asking about Maguire.
That's fake, man.
And Maguire's PR team don't stop, you know.
Them men are insane.
They're insane.
He's just chucking a sneaky marriage over the weekend. They won't clart me. I was going to clart him, you know. You get him. You're getting married, yeah? But we've got to allow that. Respect to him and his missus. Good luck, man. That's probably a week off.
You're a psychopath.
That's a week off him not coming back for pre-season. I'm fuming. If there's a man that needs every week of pre-season, if there's a man that needs every lesson that Ten Hag has to teach, it's Harry Maguire.
Facts.
And why are we linked to Daily Blind?
No, that's fake.
If we're going to be linked to anything, why are we linked to Daily Blind? Why are we here?
I ain't seen that shit, but that shit's fake, man.
If we are, I might be in. Ericsson's going to turn us down, bro.
If he turns us down, as an organization, We're finished, bro.
I'd rather chill in Towie. Man said I'd rather chill in Towie.
But also, I think with the Ericsson thing, jokes aside, we've got to remember that, like, obviously his thing is different, isn't it? Like, I think, obviously...
It's not a money thing anymore. It's not a money thing. It's comfortability, family.
I
don't really give a shit about anything else.
Yeah, no, I fully hear and respect it. But if he turns us down, God damn it, we're in the back.
Yeah, it's just nothing. Nothing's happening. I just want us to be linked and in conversations about somebody who's not Frankie De Jong. That's all I want. I'm sick of him, tired of hearing about him. And at this point, I'm on to him. We signed him. I'm on to him for putting us through this. I'm on to the youth from day dot.
I'm behind him because he's a hooper. But the anti thing's scaring me.
Yeah.
Anti thing is scaring me because I watch some YouTube videos. I know it's not the greatest of thingy.
Yeah.
Let me type you what I want to say, what I think of him.
Hey, why never going down the PR route? Hey, we ain't the same no more, man.
We're the same no more, man.
I probably should be doing the same, to be honest, man. Oh, God, gotta retire it. We're retiring it this summer, lads.
Well, do you see my comment in the panel chat?
Yeah, we see what you said.
Oh, man. Them man will do 7 step overs and not move on. Them man will do 7 step overs, wah, 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 wah. And then, oh, nah, it ain't moved. It moved once.
I've seen some of the ISO moves he's pulling. I said, you try that shit on Lewis.
That fucking circle move, bro. That circle move when he spins around in a circle. Stop. Just gonna bite your kneecaps, bro. Don't even do that.
There's one movie that said, where he scoops it around you. As I try to guess Kyle Walker. Okay.
Man, Lewis Duncan.
Okay. I'm telling you, the PMP Prem, he's becoming a right back. 70 million pounds for a flashy right back, fam.
I can't believe Ajax dropped 70 million pounds, not even Euro veteran, 70 million smackaroos, bro. If we're willing to get him, why don't we get the better version in Rafinha? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. Rafinha's not staying at Leeds, man. That is for sure.
And we even see what going for Pedro Neto.
Yeah. We linked to Ruben Neves, Seb.
Oh, like properly?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Like, I don't dip into this. I can't do it, man.
We were like earlier on this, but I haven't seen like any strong links. I think he was like Frankie backup, in my opinion. I think it was like
Frankie's definitely coming to be the six, yeah?
I think so, man. As Elijah said, I would have rather both, man. I'm not gonna lie. I would have respected both, but if our budget is what our budget is, you know, get Frankie, go find, like, I ain't gonna lie, man, I need an African in United's midfield.
Damn, what's the Dr. Umar?
I need an African.
I need one of them League R newts, bro.
Yeah, I need an African.
I need
man.
One of them boys. One of them boys who...
We need... I need the African in that midfield.
Would have played for France, but they was too impatient, so they play for Senegal now.
Yeah. I need one of them, man. I need one of them, bro. Like one of them guys, man.
I like Sangare. Elijah said he don't like the look of him. I like Sangare. Gangi.
I don't like the look of him, but I'll take him. I don't care. Like he's quite big for the position, a bit, but he's not fast. Like
it looks
a bit weird for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't care. Like just
I ain't mad. You ain't mad at them, yeah?
I ain't mad, bro. Like
somebody, bro. But
Bazuma
was right there, man.
We could have got Bazuma and Frankie. I'd have been all right.
Bazuma, that would have been a very calm munch, fam. Mm-hmm. A very calm munch with Frankie. 100 million all in. Calm. For both of them, very calm.
How are we getting actual real-life great British pound sterling for Andres Pereira?
I don't know how that's going to happen, man.
That's nuts. I'm so happy.
To be fair, don't even put your hopes up because
more than you believe.
Last season, yeah, he was supposed to go somewhere and he said no. And then he went on loan. Remember, he went on loan, but he was supposed to actually sign for...
Oh, was it Lazio?
I think so. It might have been... No, it wasn't even Lazio because Lazio weren't feeling him.
But yeah, they were fucking with him.
Yeah, it was like somebody else was supposed to sign for a fee. And that's why like the link says they need to agree personal terms. And Andrew said no and then went on loan. To fucking whatever. So
that boy is hell, man. We're about to make some change from him. That's a hell of a move, man.
I feel like he might say no and leave on a free, man, because this guy seems useless.
What, proper blood of my enemy sort of use?
Yeah,
I want him out.
The only reason why we're getting fees for him is that, and this is why you can't put mediocre, and obviously this is mediocre relative to Manchester United. Players to a Manchester United level on relatively higher wages because it's hard to shift them. Because that's why other clubs are able to shift their players because everybody United gets 100 bags, bro. Everyone 100.
Yeah. 100 Lewis was crying that Eddie Nketiah got 100 bags. I said he's going to be playing starting 20, 25 games, bro.
Yeah. That's for somebody who's going to play, who's going to have that amount of impact, that's not bad. Do you know what I mean? For people like Pereira, who's like the eighth string in a depth chart of midfielders, you can't be having their man on on big piece. Like, that's
who's gonna grab. Who's gonna grab him? Because he's only going down, and the club he's going to, that 100 bags will make him the highest earner.
Yeah.
It's, like, a no-brainer yeah, exactly. That I wouldn't.
Like, people like Phil Jones, I'm sure if Phil Jones was only on like 50 whack, yeah,
he would have gone ages ago.
Someone take a flyer on him time ago. That's why it's gonna be hard to move. Like, I'm sure Wan-Bissaka's on a healthy salary.
Yeah, he's got to be on 100, 120. Yeah,
I don't think it should be hard to move Baye, because I actually think Baye's got a lot of good tape. I think Baye's really good. He just needs to stay fit. I think people like Wan-Bissaka, Phil Jones, Tellez, them type of players, Martial's like on 200 to 250 whack. Fred, I'm not sure if his Fred's on the market, but even if we're Fred's contract's coming to an end, you know. So we're gonna have to renew Fred also.
He's another one, and he's probably on like 100, 150.
Question.
Fred Quinn, you know me, Fred Quinn, but 200 bags a week on Fred? Come on.
Nah, quick question, yeah. What does this team look like, yeah? Like, hypothetically speaking, if Baye and Varane can play 40 games?
Different. So different. I'm not sure about...
Varane, Varane, you've got to show and prove and not need fuck.
I think Varane started off really good. He did. Yeah, I feel really good. And then he came back as a bit shaky, but by then, everything was collapsed.
Everything was gone to shit.
Everything was collapsed. But I think Varane and Baye, and if they play, they're both really good. So I think instantly our defence improves. And Baye is actually very good on the ball. Mm. And I think that just helps our ball progression. So I think that changed. That's the thing why our team is so effed, yeah, because so many things just go wrong. Like, Varane... Our best centre-backs are NFTs.
Yeah.
We had three young, six skillful strikers in 1920.
None of them...
Everything gone to shit.
Every collapse.
For different reasons, yeah. We add Sancho. Sancho's not had a good season. Like... It's just mad.
Pogba wasted. Yes, it's
Pogba became just an injury prone for the last 2-3 years. Like, we're just...
But Fergie's done something, man.
Yeah, Fergie's done something, man. He done something.
Yeah, He put something under the stadium still.
Brutal.
He turned that stadium into Horcrux, fam.
Bro, do you remember, yeah? It was LVG. We was getting the most injuries in the Prem. We remember when we were getting the most injuries in the Prem, bro. Like, but how can that...
You're playing Donald Love and McNair and Tyler Beckett.
We was getting the most... Remember when there's a stat where we didn't have the same 11 for two games? Like, yeah. we didn't even go two games. That was a big period, bro. Like, United are cursed. They curse, bro.
I wonder how much...
Like you said, Seb, this is the last... We've tried every other sort of manager. If Ten Hag, that's it, man.
That's it.
Respectfully. I've got to protect my heart, fam.
Real talk, man. Sign me up to courtside full-time, man. I'm in there now, bro. I'm saying bad stuff now, bro.
You're asking questions. You're leading conversations.
I'm getting this.
Oh, shit. It's so true. All right, let's finish up with some listeners' questions, boys. Elliot online. He's a long-time listener. Hi, guys. Long-time listener. And here for the pain. Toss me on Barca wanting Maguire and United turning it down. That ain't real, bro. That is not real. He's an Arsenal fan and he's a long-time Mugga listener. Shout you out, man. Respect. Yeah, that ain't real, bro. Nobody wants Maguire. His team are doing PR overdrive, fam.
PR Asia doesn't even get a summer off with her kids.
Back in the trenches, man. Cool. Next one is from ZS_London. How embarrassing is it that we are struggling to get Ajax players when we just took their manager a month ago?
That's actually a funny perspective, you know.
To be fair, yeah, the Ajax team said, listen, that was a promise that Ten Hag made that he's not going
to... He ain't going to fuck us.
Yo, psycho lied.
Don't take our players.
That's why the price is what the price is, because he's saying, like, listen, you agreed you ain't gonna fuck us, but hey, look, if you are, these are the prices.
They put a 60 million price tag on every one of them youths,
everyone,
man.
Everyone. They said everyone. They said, we're making generational wealth, bro. You might come to generational wealth for everybody, bro. Real talk, bro.
And so I'm about to retire off the bank, bro. I don't want the Anthony U anywhere near this club. Lisandro Lopez is a 5'8 centre back.
Apparently, it's a DM situation for him.
Apparently, DM left back. Apparently, I'm not too sure. He's got a whip on him. Apparently, a lot of apparently's around him. Yeah. Tommy T98. Do you think Ronaldo will leave before the season starts? No. Where's he going?
He's going.
I'm telling you, this market, yeah, market for the premium wage player, right, is dry. Pogba, Dembele, Neymar. Would you not
take Dybala?
Ronaldo. Dybala's another player.
He's got no heart, man.
He's got no heart. Dybala, that's another one. These are five players, yeah, who are really, really, really expensive in terms of wages, and there's just no market.
Yeah.
No market for these players. So, yeah, it's interesting. So, I don't think Ronaldo's cutting, simply because there's no... Where can Ronaldo... The only people that can afford him are the Ops and PSG.
Ronaldo's getting paid the price of two good players.
Yeah. Two very good players.
37.
Yeah.
Hey, lads, I'm seeing the pictures of Ten Hag coaching.
What, chatting to the boys?
I'm all in.
I didn't know Sancho was back in, huh?
I'm all in. They're all back in. I'm in now. I'm all in.
Last couple of questions. First
of all, listen. We're playing football now. What you lot are doing last year is not football. Bruno, that's not football.
It's not football, bro. United have got the Ajax kit. I'm dead. This is
the Ajax. Same sponsors, isn't it?
Bro, this is an Ajax kit, bro.
Yes, it's scary times for us, man. Quick one from Chris Swifty. Another Monday, another Mugger episode without a signing. Shall we just accept that we're in for another heartbreaking and frustrating season?
Nah, do you know what? Yeah, I'm a bit more... I don't know why. Today, I'm feeling kind of optimistic, you know? I don't know why.
You feel like they're not going to screw him, basically.
Yeah.
This is their last chance. It's a new regime. Just give the guy what he wants.
I think a few players played so much severely below their level.
They played severely below their level and we had no structure. If we just had a team that was at least compact and hard to play through.
Bro, look what LVG was doing.
That's all we had to do.
Look what LVG, bro, we had a team of what? It was Smalling, Valencia Smalling, Blind, young left back.
Mm-hmm.
Fellaini, Herrera, Carrick,
mm-hmm.
Rooney, Martial, Mata, and we were hooping on people.
Yeah.
For a year. So, yeah, man, structure is so important.
So important. You're just making yourselves hard to break down, and then we get our goals how we get our goals, man. Scrappy. And finally, also, it looks like we'll be relying on Martial and the likes. Yikes. What figures does Martial have to put up for it to be regarded as a successful season for him?
I think it depends on his game time. So if he's a guaranteed starter, 25 all comps. If
25?
All comps. Yeah, what's the point of you being there if you're not going to put 25 all comps?
Boy, come on. You've got to be realistic, though.
No.
How many 25 all comp seasons has he had in his career?
I think he said he had one.
I think 15 to 20 is a good year for him, man.
No, but I'm talking about...
Reasonable is what the guy said. Reasonable.
He's only ever had like two seasons where he's played like virtually every game. And that was the first season he ever came and got 17 all comps. And then the season under Oli where he started and he got like 23 to 25. And even that, he had an injury period. So around that mark, okay, in the 20s, early 20s, shall I say, if he's going to play all the time. If he's going to be like a rotational piece around...
He's staying and he's going to be our backup striker. I think that's Martial.
100%. Yeah.
I
don't care about the attack. That's the thing. I don't care about this Anthony thing. I don't know why they keep doing this. I don't care about this Anthony thing. Bro, get me two defenders and get me two midfielders
and a left back. I'm right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Two defenders is in a centre back and a left back. Get me Frankie and a DM and let's just run it. I don't care about this.
Improve Rashford, improve Sancho, Martial, Ahmad,
Ronaldo. That's enough there.
Fuck it, boys. I'm in.
There's enough there.
You guys are fucking sucking me in again. Piece of shit. All right, man. Let's end the pod there before I make a promise that I can't pay out, man. Zeb, always a pleasure.
It was a pleasure, my guy.
This is good to see you, brother.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, brother.
See you next week, lads. Peace.
Yeah, safe.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you. In my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Manic. Ready! Description. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial. I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Sports Social Podcast Network.